Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee with Crystal. This morning's program is sponsored by Kaleidoscope Solutions, an organization dedicated to providing reduced fee counseling and life skills training to individuals, couples, families, and groups. To learn more about Kaleidoscope and the services they provide, please visit www.k-scopesolutions.com. I'm Dr. Crystal, your host. So, Happy New Year. I know it's February, but this is our first time together this year, so I did want to make sure I tell you guys that. And I don't know about you, but January for me seemed like a very long month. It came in great, you know, just before the holidays. I started working out again. I did a great bike ride in 2019, and a group of us are doing it again. So it's our annual bike ride where we ride on the Silver Comet Trail, is what we have here in Atlanta, in my area. And we ride it from a midway point on the trail out to Alabama, which is about 38 miles, and it's great. It's a group of us that get together and do that. So say a prayer for us, because we are going to do it again this May, May 14th. But I started training for that. I was working out in the gym. I had, you know, this regular activity going. I was feeling good, feeling great, you know, eating right, hitting everything on my to-do list, just getting it done. And I was not flat with the flu for about a week and a half, which is why I'm saying Happy New Year now, and I'm starting our show this month as opposed to starting it mid-January, which was the original plan. But, yeah, I was not flat for about a week and a half. So, of course, then that led me to playing catch-up, you know, catch-up with everything at work, catching up with my my counseling sessions, catching up with things that I was reading, just catching up with general tasks around the house. So you go from being sick, doing nothing, to feeling the pressure to put it into kick speed and accomplish so much. And then, of course, all around life happens. So you get the news, you know, news about the impeachment trial, news about the coronavirus, news about earthquakes, news about threats of tsunamis, local news just about thefts and murders and car accidents. It just seemed like death, anger, sadness, it just seemed like it was never ending and all around. So before we get started, let's just breathe in deeply and gently exhale, because February is here. We've made it past that long month of January. But in this morning's show, I would like to give you guys just a little glimpse into my life. I know about 6-7 years ago when we first started this show, it was a regular cadence. We would get together every Sunday morning. You know, I was excited. I was writing and sharing with you guys all of the things that God was leading me to talk to you about. But somewhere along the way, I allowed self to get in there. And I'm sure you noticed that the content began to change. The format was tweaked a little bit every now and then. And don't get me wrong, progress is good. But it's good only when it's done in God's timing. But even in this, even still in that busyness, the busyness of chasing to get the next certification and the busyness of, oh, I need to have this guest on my show, or, oh, I need to have this event, I was still stagnant and not doing anything. Even in the midst of that, I was still plagued, you know, with the need of, am I measuring up? Are the things that I'm doing measuring up to the next person that may have a radio program, or the next person with a podcast, or even the next counselor? You know, those were the pressures that I began to feel because I was going on my own strength, not God's strength. And those things were causing me to, in some ways, be paralyzed. And in other ways, it caused me to just have this feeling of contentment, but not, I won't even say contentment, almost just complacency. A feeling of complacency is what it had me at. And I was just incapable of moving forward and doing the things that God had called me to do. So instead, I would just sit comfortably in my office. You know, I'm a counselor. Not only I love counseling, but I would just sit quietly in my office. Yeah, I'm a counselor. And I hid behind that title. I hid behind the title of Dr. Crystal, Christian Counselor. Because that's the title I gave myself. That is not the purpose that God placed on my life. And, you know, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 13, it says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And about a week, 2 weeks ago now, it was around 1:44 a.m. It was a week ago, not this past Friday, but the Friday prior. 1:44 a.m. leading into Saturday morning, and I couldn't sleep. The words of a devotional that I had read earlier Friday morning, I follow Girlfriends in God, and they have great, amazing devotionals. And this one devotional, one of the passages she read was out of Judges chapter 6, verse 23. And it said, but the Lord said to him, peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die. You are not going to die. Those words jolted me from a place I hadn't realized I had traveled to. It was like an electric shock shooting straight through my body. I realized that like Gideon, who God was speaking to in that chapter, I had become timid. almost afraid to move forward in certain areas of my life. While I love counseling and being able to help those who are hurting, I've often felt that God had placed a larger calling on my life, a calling that I've been running from, or rather I was using my counseling practice to escape from. Because again, it was safe sitting in the office being Dr. Crystal Castaneri, Christian counselor. That's my safe space. That's my place. I control it. You know, if you're coming into my office, you're coming in there because you want to talk to me. That's not me putting myself out there, appealing to the masses. You know, it's easy to hide behind appointments and meetings. It's safe. And just the thought of that, safe. So there I was. It was almost 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was coming to grips with the fact that God did not call me to play it safe. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, instruct me, it instructs you, to fan into flame the gift of God. And that gift for me is to use my speaking and teaching abilities to reach the multitude of those who are hurting. And I don't know about you, but if you feel that you're playing it safe, I really encourage you to tap in. You're not going to die. Tap into what it is that God is calling you to do. But like I said, for me, it's using my teaching and speaking voice to reach those who are hurting, to reach women who, like me, have battled with feelings of not being good enough, not being pretty enough, not being smart enough. You know, women who have, out of fear, they may have sat on the sideline, like me, under the guise of being a background player, while silently you're attempting to quench a raging fire that's bursting within you. You know, that's the hardest thing to do, to know that you have a calling on your life, to feel it. But because you're so fearful, you try to put it out. You know, it's like you're trying to smother this raging flame that's trying to shoot out. And if you're not careful, you'll eventually get burned by doing that. But it also tells me, though, 2 Timothy also tells me that God did not give me a spirit of timidity, but one of power, of love, and of self-discipline. It gives me the power to boldly step forward and embrace the woman that God has called me to be. It gives me the ability to love beyond limits and to meet the needs of those who are hurting and in need of guidance by sharing my experiences. The good experiences, the bad, and the in-between. But most importantly, God gave me a spirit of self-discipline, which enables me to stand firm in my faith even when things are tough and it seems as if there's no way to overcome. You know, no way to overcome the confusion, the hurt, or the pain. And he gives you that same spirit. So as I reflected on my life, I came to the realization, you know, that I have been through some things. I've been through tough losses. I've been through the loss of 2 children. I lost one to an ectopic pregnancy. I lost another to a miscarriage. You know, I was supposed to have twins. Our son was supposed to be a twin. I miscarried the twin. I've been through the loss of family members, you know, through death. I've been through the loss of close friends, both through death and just through severed relationships. I've been through just the general ups and downs of life. But I asked myself, did I die? And at first, the answer was this little tiny faint no. No, you didn't die. And then it was like, no, you didn't die. And I'm here. I'm here to tell the story. But I ask you, with all that you may have gone through, did you die? And your answer is no. Because if you're listening to me today, you're still here. You're still here to tell your story. Just like I'm still here to tell my story. And I'm here to tell my story in the hopes that the things that I've experienced, the things that I've gone through throughout this journey I call life, in some way, I'm able to use those things to help someone else along the way. So I encourage you, stay tuned. There is more to come. We will be getting back to our regular cadence, so please tune in next Sunday for more Coffee with Crystal. And until then, you guys enjoy. Enjoy your Sunday and embrace today, the first day of the rest of your life. Have a great one, guys.